James Schneider is the national organiser for Momentum, that grassroots group of activists which supports Jeremy Corbyn. Good morning.
Morning.
At this stage of Jeremy Corbyn's leadership, with all those new members that the party has attracted over the last 8 months or so, you'd have wanted to do better than this, wouldn't you?
You always want to do better. We want to be winning as many councils and as many councils as possible. But I think if you look at the results, you can see very steady improvement. We're not there yet. We're not ready yet to win in 2020, but there's been a big improvement on last year. We're moving forward. You've got to look at the context. Jeremy Corbyn was elected leader.
Where has there been a big improvement?
We've won seats in a number of councils in the Midlands and the south of England, which have Tory MPs that we need to win back. So we've won seats in Ipswich and taken more control of the council, in Crawley, in Harlow, we've had in Rossendale, which has got a Tory MP. So there's been a number of places that are marginal that we have to win next time, that the Tories targeted extremely well at the general election last year, and we've reversed that. It's been our targeting, it's been our activists on the ground that have made the difference and made sure that we've either held on or gained seats, and that's from a really high watermark.
But if you compare it, for example, to what David Cameron had in the first local elections after he took over as Conservative leader, when Conservatives gained more than 300 seats and they had about a 40% share of the vote, you're nowhere near that.
Well, I mean, actually, in the seats that have been there, Labour does have a 40% share of the vote in these elections. So, I mean, that is a big...
if you're looking towards a general election,
sure. But if you're comparing it to elections that came 4 years beforehand, you've got two things you've got to consider. One, that's a real high watermark, and secondly, UKIP were not a significant factor in local elections. Yes, often the government gets a bit of a kicking, and there's a bit of a protest which goes to other parties. Now, previously, more in the area of two-party politics, it would be the other party that wasn't in government that gets all of that. Now, in this election, you've got UKIP, who were not a factor in 2012. In the three elections, local elections since 2012, when they have been a factor, Labour's only got 30% of the vote. So we've advanced not just on last year, which was a nadir, it was a terrible set of elections. We advanced on 2014 and 2013. This time round, if you're just looking to give the government a bit of a kicking, you can vote for Labour, you can vote UKIP, and also now Lib Dem, because they're not in the coalition.
Or in Scotland, you can vote for the Conservatives, and people have done.
Yeah. Scott, you know, that's the one area where the results for Labour are clearly very bad. You know, London's fantastic set of results, very solid, very steady, lots to be hopeful about in the English councils, especially those marginal councils. Wales, really good set of results. Scotland, of course, you know, it's very difficult. There's a huge way to go. I mean, if we're talking about the difficult elections that Labour had last year in Scotland, it's so much worse.
The question is then, what are you going to do to broaden your appeal across the country and to put you in a position where people look at Jeremy Corbyn, at the Labour Party, and think this is a credible challenge to the Conservatives for national power in 2020?
I think that's exactly what we're doing. I think
so. Just more of the same, nothing different.
Well, no, of course. We need to obviously sharpen our message. But the one thing that would really very much help is we've had 8 months of infighting and attacks on the leadership. I think now we should try to come together, focus the attacks on the government, the people that are actually doing harm to people in the country, and help build the alternative that's being laid out. There's a very strong alternative, an economic plan based on investment, on the high-tech industry, on research and development. And that's the kind of thing that we should all get behind and focus our energies on our alternative and against the Tories.
James Schneider, thank you very much.